Hello and welcome back to Zone Blitz. It is London week, if you can't tell by my friend John Osier's hat. What even is the term for that hat?
Bobby hat.
And why are we wearing that?
It's a gift from Jaguars UK fan Joe Vincent, who gave it to me, I think, 2 or 3 years ago. We were staying at, I believe, the Grove in England, and he brought the hat, and I think it's only fair that I wear the Bobby hat on UK week.
Yes, very fitting. Well, before we fly off to London, we still have to recap that Titans loss last week, and we just heard from quarterback Blake Bortles, who says despite a win or loss, you got to take it week by week.
Well, and I think that's the key. This team has had losses before, obviously, and in the past, it hasn't responded that well. There's been backslides. You have one loss, and all of a sudden it turns into another. I think this team is more equipped not to have that happen. It's got more veterans. You have guys like Telvin Smith, Brandon Linder, Blake Bortles, who have been here a while. They're veterans now, and that should equip this team to be able to pull out of a would-be slide a lot sooner than in the past.
And Blake was really unsuccessful last week with taking shots downfield. And in order to open up that run game this week, he's going to have to be somewhat successful this week doing so.
Well, it's been sort of a thing this week where people said this team doesn't take shots downfield. And it really did take some shots in the opener. It didn't take as many last week because he had a tighter game and then it got away from him. I think it remains to be seen if this is a team that won't take shots downfield. I don't know if it'll be shots downfield or if it'll be something along the lines of trying to scheme some plays early in down and distance situations. It has to open things up. It has to get the eight guys out of the box. I think they'll figure out a way to do it, even if it's not shots downfield, which is sort of the thing that everybody associates with that plan.
This team takes off for London tomorrow. What is the difference in playing in London versus the U.S.?
Well, Bobby hats, for one.
No,
the biggest thing for this team, it's used to playing in London for now. It's done it four years in a row now. It seems to be developing something of a home field advantage. The crowd in the first couple of years, 13 and 14, didn't really get the Jaguars, didn't really get football that much. Each year, you seem to be seeing that go away. Last year and the year before, I thought the Jaguars had a home field advantage. I thought the crowd was behind them. In addition to, they are the more equipped team this week in terms of knowing what to expect when you go to London. So, home field advantage. Now, guess what? As we saw last week, home field advantage doesn't always equate to W. But in terms of being prepared, edge Jaguars this week.
Well, hopefully that home field advantage works in our favor this week. We'll be back for you guys on Monday when we get back to America, recapping that Baltimore Ravens game. Until then, thanks for watching.